Our next guest has been telling the story of college basketball on ESPN for 40 years now. He's got a brand new book out entitled Dick Vitale's Mount Rushmores of College Basketball, Solid Gold, Primetime Performers from My Four Decades at ESPN. Dick, great to have you with us and great to hear the good news about the way the book is going.
Well, let me just say this. We're really proud. We just were notified this weekend by Amazon that on Amazon.com, if you go there, we're voted number one in sports essays books, number one on a list. So really doing well. We're excited about it. Most of all, Rich, the money will go to kids battling cancer. So anybody would like a purchase up in that area and see what my opinions are about the best players, best coaches, all they got to do is go to Dick Vitale online. .com, and they can get an autographed copy.
Now, we got an autographed copy when I was down there at the Sports Media Awards several years ago. You were being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and you were kind enough to sign your kid's book, Dickie V's ABCs and 1-2-3s for my little guy. He loved that book so much, he wore out the battery listening to your voice.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm really proud of the fact that we've had a number of books, and that one has done exceptionally well. In fact, when they go to my website, they can get that book as well. It's a great book for little kids, 2 to 6. It's all, as you know, Rich, it's all the ABCs and a little description. It's great caricatures. It's fun. The kids have a blast with it.
The season has been an exceptional one, and we're coming off a crazy weekend. You've revised your Super 7. You've got Duke at the number one spot now, huh?
Well, they definitely are the number one team. I really firmly believe, Rich, if they play their A game, nobody beats them. If they have their A game, and they play to the top of their ability and really perform like they're capable of performing, I don't think anybody beats them. But they're capable of having a B-plus game and somebody else out there, one of the heavyweights, have an A game and you go down. The one beauty about college basketball versus the NBA, it's not 4 out of 7. If this sucker was 4 out of 7, Rich, you'd be giving a trophy to Mike Krzyzewski. Not only anybody could beat them 4 out of 7, but one night, the party's over, man. You had that one bad night, or a guy like Zion or R.J. Barrett get foul trouble. I mean, that could happen as well.
How good is Zion anyway? He's something else to watch.
Well, he's so unique. You know, you very rarely get a guy 285 pounds, 6'7", with his agility, mobility, his explosiveness. He's so quick. He's like a runaway freight train. But he turns his speed on, and then his power and jumping ability is off the charts. He's going to be a special player. Whoever gets him in the NBA is going to be very lucky, because I'll tell you this, he's more than just a player. This is a complete young man. He's really outstanding in every way, and coaches rave about him, the kind of kid that he is.
We're just a few weeks away from March Madness. Who are a couple of other teams that you think could surprise some people in the tournament this year?
Well, you know, I think when you look for real Rip Van Winkles, there are a lot of mid-major teams out there that could cause some problems early, especially, I'm saying, win a national title. Buffalo, University of Buffalo is a very dangerous basketball team. Just got Arizona from last year when they beat them, an outstanding Arizona team. And then you talk about this year, watch Wofford. The Southern Conference is really so underrated. There are some really good, solid teams in there with Furman, and you talk about University of North Carolina, Greensboro, and right now Wofford's like 15-0 in the league, 22-4 overall. So I like those teams. I love seeing those mid-majors hook up with the big guys who dodge them like crazy. You know, we'll hear a lot about when we talk about getting into the tournament. So they have no quad one wins. They don't. Well, nobody gives them a chance to play. They don't get a chance to play quad ones. You play in the major conferences, you're getting quad one wins or L's all the time. So you get so many opportunities to be able to get that resume to be a little bit better than maybe some schools out there that just don't get that chance.
We're talking with Dick Vitale here on Downtown. Well, it's a big year for you. 40th year, 40th anniversary of starting at ESPN. You're one of those guys that helped build that network, and you've told the story before. It was not a career you expected to have, but it's certainly one you've thrived in.
Well, you know, certainly been very blessed. Just this past week, I was notified that I'm the recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Emmys at the Emmy ceremony on May 20th. And I pinch myself. I can't believe that when I see the names that are on that list. I think my name joins the likes of Howard Cosell and Vin Scully and Brett Musburger and Keith Jackson and John Madden. I mean, unreal. I never dreamt that, never thought about that. And to have that happen, I've always considered myself nothing more than a jock. A guy that came out of the locker room and he gave me a microphone and I started talking about a game I love.
But the thing that has set you apart is that energy and enthusiasm, Dick, that is so genuine, and your love of the game, even after 40 years of doing those games, when you walk into arena, any arena, people still want to come up and shake your hand, and it's because they know you still care so much about this game.
Well, you know, I did a game Saturday for Duke, and the kids are walked in, start chanting, Dickie B, Dickie B, Dickie B, and, you know, I go up there with the kids, take pictures, have a little fun with them, and they make me feel so young. I never feel my age. I really don't until I look in the mirror and then reality sets in.
Is there anything you've done in your career, Dick, that's as fulfilling and as meaningful as the tremendous work you've done through the V Foundation in helping kids and families who are battling cancer?
Nothing. Nothing compares to that. That, to me, is my most satisfying element of my career, my resume, or whatever you want to say. There's nothing worse than seeing a mom and dad put their child to rest. I've spoken at a funeral. I've been to funerals for kids. I've gotten to know families really well over the years through my gala, know their kids that are battling the disease. When you hear a mom and dad tell you that their little son, 10 years of age, did 1,200 doses of chemotherapy, it just tears my heart. We think about, you know, little things that bother us, travel and all this jazz, and maybe things aren't going well in some way. But think about that kid. Think about 1,200 doses of chemotherapy. I mean, that to me is what I'm fighting for now. I'm fighting to help every little kid out there along the way and raise as many dollars. I'm so proud, Richard, we've raised $25.2 million so far since I started my gala, but it's not enough, man. It's not enough. If it were, all these kids that I dedicate my book to, when you see the pictures in the front of my book, they were kids either came to my gala, or their families certainly came to my gala, and I've known them, and I've been to several of their funerals. It just, oh my God, it just rips my heart about when I think about those kids and what they've gone through.
Well, we appreciate all the work you've done along the way and continue to do. Did I see you were checking out a little spring training baseball over the weekend?
Yeah, I was down there and had a chance. Garth Brooks was there. I did a little commentary with Garth Brooks. What a great guy he is. You ready for this? First thing out of his mouth to me was, hey, Dick, where can I donate to help you out helping kids? I could not believe it. You could say, well, he's got lots of cash, lots of money. It doesn't matter. Really? I don't care what he has. His money. For him to just volunteer that to me blew me away. But we did a little video together. My wife got a big kick. He's such a great entertainer. We've seen him several times, and he's just a better person, even off the air, in terms of off the stage. He was so beautiful there at Pirate training camp with all the people. And I had a great time. You know, I'm a baseball fanatic, being there with Clint Hurdle and Rennie Stennett and Manny Sanguine and all the former Pirates. It was just a great, great time.
Dick, thank you so much for making time. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, man. Just get your people to go to my website and get that book, because every book or every dollar that I would make is going for kids battling cancer.
That's Dick Vitale. Well, we caught up with him a little bit earlier this afternoon. Visit his website. Get the books. More information, DickVitaleOnline.com. He's such a good guy. I know there are people who go, you know, it's an act. That is not an act. That is Dick Vitale. Wherever you see him, he's got that energy all the time. When we were expecting our little guy, we didn't know if it was a boy or a girl, but he met Dick down at the sports media conference. He was being inducted into the hall, as I mentioned, and said, Dick, would you sign this, your Dickie V's ABC 123 book for our baby? Oh, whoa, what's it going to be? I said, we don't know. We have no idea. So on the K page, he signed it, to Baby Kimball, you're an awesome baby. Absolutely perfect. And what a treat to talk with him. Dick Vitale with us here on Downtown.